The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross. Now, earlier in the show, we talked with Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. We got a lot of good information on foreclosures. Wanted to expand on that and get some good news, some helpful news for you. For instance, if you find yourself in a situation, Pamela, where you think you may end up in foreclosure, are there some resources that you can consult?
It's a great question. Yes, there are some really, really good ones. In fact, there's a lot of good news on this front. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has a nationwide program designed to help people who are facing foreclosure. They have housing counselors who are trained to help you. They understand the laws and what your options may be. They can even help you organize your finances, and in many cases, they can talk to your lender on your behalf. So that's a good place to start. If you're the one who's talking to your lender, be sure to tell them that you're working with a counselor. You know, it demonstrates that you're really committed to working towards solutions to the problem. And, in fact, research shows that homeowners who work with counselors are more than 1.5 times more likely to avoid losing their homes than those that don't. And I said there was a lot of good news. Homeowners who are able to modify their loans with the help of a counselor reduce their monthly mortgage payments by $450+ more than homeowners who receive a loan modification without the help of a counselor.
Wow, that's a monthly payment, so that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very helpful. So how do you contact a counselor, and is there a fee or something involved in this,
well,
or what?
More good news. The service in many cases is free or available at a very low cost. You can find a HUD-approved housing counselor by calling 1-800-569-4287. There's a TTY number for the hearing impaired. That's 1-800-877-8339. And I realize people may not have pen and paper handy. You can find these numbers at houselogic.com by searching foreclosure. Another good resource is hopenow.com. A number of charitable organizations, mortgage companies, trade associations, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the two big secondary mortgage organizations, have created an alliance that offers help to homeowners in distress and under threat of losing their home to foreclosure. Hope Now has free counseling, workshops on mortgage assistance, money management advice, and employment resources, much, much more.
Now, you mentioned the Department of Housing and Urban Development. What else is the federal government doing right now to help people keep their homes?
That's another great question. Last year, the federal government came out with an assistance program called Making Home Affordable. It's a program that helps families avoid foreclosure by finding ways to restructure or refinance their mortgages, which we've been talking about. People who are interested in learning more about the program should go to makinghomeaffordable, all one word, .gov. And again, we have a link to that at House Logic.
Okay. Now, what about short sales? Because those are an alternative for people who want to avoid foreclosure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A short sale is when you sell your home and the lender agrees to accept less than the total amount due on the mortgage and closing costs. In other words, they're agreeing to short themselves. That's why they call it a short sale. And that's an important point. I want to underscore that. Your lender has to agree to a short sale. And sometimes the lender might require the homeowner to make arrangements to settle the remainder of the debt anyway. So in this case, it's a really good idea. If you're thinking about a short sale or want to pursue that route, it's a good idea to contact a realtor who's familiar with short sales to really help you understand the process.
Yeah, this was something that a lot of lenders were averse to before, but now that they've seen the legal costs of foreclosures and all that, some of them are more likely to go along with short sales than they were, say, a year ago when this crisis was first going down.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, half a loaf is better than none, right?
Yep. Now, what's the advantage of a short sale for the homeowner?
So, well, one of the biggest advantages for the homeowner is that you're just putting the whole problem behind you. You're avoiding foreclosure. And you might not recover the money you have invested in the property, but you have an opportunity for a fresh start because a short sale helps protect your credit record and your credit score and your rating. So that's very important if you decide to purchase another house. And finally, a short sale is really going to, you know, potentially avoid a lot of emotional wear and tear on you going through the foreclosure process. So a similar term to short sale people use is something known as a deed in lieu of foreclosure. This is an arrangement with your lender, but instead of selling the property, the rights to the property are transferred directly to the lender. It's another way to avoid foreclosure and preserve your credit rating.
Okay. Let me ask you something about foreclosure rescue scams. We had a caller a couple of weeks back who gave some company money that he could have used to make a payment on his mortgage because the company promised they could help him with a foreclosure problem. Of course, he paid the outfit up front, and then never got the help he was promised and never heard from these people again. There's legitimate people out there. There's a whole bunch of fly-by-nights out there right now, and they know that the people who they're fleecing, of course, don't have the resources to, you know, go after them. So how can people facing foreclosure avoid getting involved in that kind of thing?
So I am so glad you asked about this, Gil, because homeowners facing foreclosure are just prime targets these days for scam artists. They're already in distress, and, you know, they prey on the weak, you know, and the troubled.
Yep.
So the U.S. Federal Trade Commission has identified 71 companies today running suspicious foreclosure rescue ads, and I put, you know, air quotes around that, foreclosure rescue.
Yep.
The Better Business Bureau counts foreclosure rescue ripoffs today among its top 10 scams. So understanding these, how these scams work, can really help you avoid becoming a victim, but it's tricky because the scams come in all different flavors. So let me focus on one that is really popular right now. It involves, and you mentioned, I think it's what happened to your caller, it involves someone from a so-called foreclosure rescue company promising to negotiate a deal with your lender on your behalf. The representative will tell you that they'll take care of everything, and you will not need to contact anybody. They don't want you to contact your lender, your lawyer, a credit counselor directly, not during their negotiations. They say don't talk to anybody. And the really brazen ones will even tell you to make your mortgage payments directly to them. Okay? So once you pay an upfront fee, which is usually what they want that money upfront. It's usually going to be from $500 to $5,000, or you hand over a few of those mortgage payments to them instead of the bank. Boom, poof, the scam artist disappears. And it sounds like a lot like what may have happened to your caller.
Yeah.
So here are the red flags you really want to watch for. Any kind of demand for high upfront fees, any kind of upfront fees, that's a red flag. A guarantee that they can stop a foreclosure is a red flag. Instructions to make mortgage payments to anyone other than your lender, particularly to them, huge red flag. And pressure to sign over the deed to your property, which is what some of them do, another red flag. You want to run, not walk, but run away from anyone who offers you help where you see any of these red flags. And then you want to help other people by reporting them. And you can do that at a great website called LoanScamAlert, all one word, .org. They have a phone number as well, 888-995-4673. You can find it at houselogic.com. It has links to the Federal Trade Commission, links to state attorneys general, all different kind of ways you can file and say, hey, I think this person's a scam artist.
Yep, and again, we gave a lot of information, gave websites, phone numbers, and I take it you can find all of that at houselogic.com.
For sure, absolutely. All you have to do is search foreclosure at the site, and you'll get all this information right at your fingertips.
Okay, Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, thank you. It's one of the more important meetings that you and I have had here on Real Estate Today. I thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.